Management, by its very definition, is accomplishing objectives through the efforts of others. One of the most important managerial tasks is properly selecting individuals that will assist the organization to attain its current and its future business objective. The actual employment interview is an integral part of the selection process. And during this process, you're going to be asking questions and trying to gather as much information as you possibly can about the candidate. The job interview is also the step in the selection process that has the greatest potential for discrimination. And this particular case you're being presented here is a case in critical thinking number 3 of an individual named Anna who is applying for a job as a part-time bank teller or personal service representative. You're going to be able to read through the transcript of the interview. Anna meets all the qualifications, but Anna also has multiple sclerosis. So can the real question is, can the bank accommodate Anna and her disability without causing an undue hardship to the organization? You're going to be able to read through the entire script of the interview, explaining Anna's side and Dave, the branch manager, what he does during and after the interview. Then you're going to have, at the end, you're going to have 10 questions that ask you different questions about, was Anna discriminated against? What would be the basis of the discrimination? Could she perform what would be considered the essential tasks of the job? And so on and so forth. What did Dave do correctly? Could you defend Dave's hiring decision? I want you to take those 10 questions and incorporate those into a paper that's going to have a title page, an abstract, and no more than 3 pages of text that incorporates those questions. And you're going to come away from that and you're going to be able to make a decision. Was the outcome of the interview correct and proper, or was it not? And as I said, you're going to incorporate all that information, all those questions, into your paper. This has been a very interesting assignment for people, because most people in human resources, it's been a while or very few times do you ever interview with someone with disabilities. And the key is, can we delineate what are the essential functions of the job? Not the things we'd like to see done, but the things that are considered the essential functions. And can we accommodate the person without creating an undue hardship to the organization? That's the key thing you want to take into consideration as you prepare your paper. If you have any questions, as always, please feel free to contact me, and I'll be more than happy to help you.